American Language Course, Book 16, Tape 4C. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 4C. Look at Figure 1. When I say start, read across the line and circle all the words that are the same as a word on the left. You will have 30 seconds to complete the exercise. Ready? Start. Stop. Your time is up. Look at Figure 2. You're going to do the same thing again. Remember, you will have only 30 seconds to finish. Ready? Start. Stop. Your time is up. Look at the words in figures 1 and 2 again. Check to see if you marked all the words and the right ones. Now look at Figure 3. Put either much or many in the blank. Number 1. How advice did he give? Number 2. He made decisions last week. Number 3. How air do you put in the tires? Number 4. He made deposits last month. Number 5. How stories does she tell the children at night? Number 6. How education does he have? Number 7. How oil do you put in your car? Number 8. How accidents has he had? Let's check your answers. Number 1 is much. How much advice did he give? Repeat. How much advice did he give? Number 2 is many. He made many decisions last week. Repeat. He made many decisions last week. Number 3 is much. How much air do you put in the tires? Repeat. How much air do you put in the tires? Number 4 is many. He made many deposits last month. Repeat. He made many deposits last month. Number 5 is many. How many stories does she tell the children at night? Repeat. How many stories does she tell the children at night? Number 6 is much. How much education does he have? Repeat. How much education does he have? Number 7 is much. How much oil do you put in your car? Repeat. How much oil do you put in your car? Number 8 is many. How many accidents has he had? Repeat. How many accidents has he had? Look at figure 4. Listen and repeat the dialogues. Then write the answers to the question. Number 1.
Can you adjust that lamp for me?
Sure, I'll be happy to.
Can Herb adjust the lamp? Number 2. Do you know how to assemble that toy for your son?
I'll have to read the instructions, but I hope I can.
Is Tim sure he can assemble a toy? Number 3.
Can you copy these letters for me?
No, I can't. The copy machine is broken.
Why can't Brad copy the letters for Barb? Number 4.
Have you figured out that puzzle yet?
No, I'm not very good with puzzles.
Why hasn't Keith figured out the puzzle? Number 5.
Can you handle the car all right?
I'll say, I'm having no trouble driving it.
Can Kate handle the car all right? Number 6. Can you install the stereo in my car for me?
Yes, I can. There will be a $25 installation charge.
What do they charge to install stereos? Number 7.
Can you put the data together before the meeting?
I hope so. The boss wants it for the meeting.
When does the boss want the data? Number 8. Were you able to replace that handle you broke?
No, I couldn't find one like it.
Was Luke able to replace the handle? Let's check your answers. Number 1. Can Herb adjust a lamp? Yes, he can. Number 2. Is Tim sure he can assemble the toy? No, he isn't, but he hopes he can. Number 3. Why can't Brad copy the letters for Barb? Because the copy machine is broken. Number 4. Why hasn't Keith figured out the puzzle? Because he's not very good with puzzles. Number 5. Can Kate handle the car all right? Yes, she's having no trouble driving it. Number 6. What do they charge to install stereos? They charge $25 for installation. Number 7. When does the boss want the data? He wants the data for the meeting. Number 8. Was Luke able to replace the handle? No, he wasn't. Listen to a message, then say it as if you were passing it on to someone else. Listen to the example.
Fred, tell Tim that I'll pick him up at 4:30.
Tim, Fred said to tell you that he'll pick you up at 4:30.
Pass on the other messages.
Colonel Potter wants to see Lieutenant Andrews in his office right now.
Lieutenant Andrews, Colonel Potter wants to see you in his office right now.
Repeat. Lieutenant Andrews, Colonel Potter wants to see you in his office right now.
Tom, this is Roger's jacket. Will you tell him that he left it in my office?
Roger, Tom asked me to tell you that you left your jacket in his office.
Repeat. Roger, Tom asked me to tell you that you left your jacket in his office.
The orders for Captain Roberts have changed. Tell him Major Sims needs to talk to him as soon as possible.
Captain Roberts, your orders have changed. You need to talk to Major Sims as soon as possible.
Repeat. Captain Roberts, your orders have changed. You need to talk to Major Sims as soon as possible.
Tell Mike that his brother will meet him at the coffee shop at 6:45.
Mike, your brother will meet you at the coffee shop at 6:45.
Repeat. Mike, your brother will meet you at the coffee shop at 6:45.
Larry, tell Steve that Jack's plane gets in at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Steve, Jack's plane gets in at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Repeat. Steve, Jack's plane gets in at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Look at figure 5. Listen to a short dialogue and then select the answer that best completes the statement. Number 1.
My cold is worse and I've got a fever.
You should see someone about it. Number 2.
Janet, what time does your plane leave?
It leaves at 4:25.
I'll miss you, but I really hope that you have a good time.
Number 3.
Don, you were supposed to mail those bills yesterday.
I'm sorry, Sue. I just forgot.
I'll just have to do it myself from now on.
Number 4.
Ed, what was the final score of the game?
I'm so upset. Our team lost by 1 point. Number 5.
Kevin, I made a 98 on my language test.
That's great, Cindy. I made a good score, too.
Let's check your answers. Number 1 is C. He should see his doctor. Number 2 is B. Janet's going on a vacation. Number 3 is A. Sue is angry. Number 4 is B. Ed is upset. Number 5 is C. Cindy is excited. Look at figure 6. You will hear a paragraph 3 times. The first time, just listen. Sometimes I feel really dumb. I don't seem to be able to do so many things that other people can do. I'm incapable of doing anything with a car except drive it, and I'm unable to assemble anything, even when I read the special instructions. I can use a computer, though, and I can play 2 musical instruments, the piano and the violin. So I guess I shouldn't feel too badly. Not everybody can do what I can do. Now listen to the paragraph again, and this time, write in the missing words. Sometimes I feel really dumb. I don't seem to be able to do so many things that other people can do. I'm incapable of doing anything with a car except drive it, and I'm unable to assemble anything, even when I read the special instructions. I can use a computer, though, and I can play 2 musical instruments, the piano and the violin. So I guess I shouldn't feel too badly. Not everybody can do what I can do. Listen to it again and check what you've written. Sometimes I feel really dumb. I don't seem to be able to do so many things that other people can do. I'm incapable of doing anything with a car except drive it, and I'm unable to assemble anything, even when I read the special instructions. I can use a computer, though, and I can play 2 musical instruments, the piano and the violin. So I guess I shouldn't feel too badly. Not everybody can do what I can do. You can see the paragraph you heard on page 75. This is the end of Tape 4C, Book 16.